Okay. We looking like something, man. Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday. Guys, happy Sunday. Okay, so just a few disclaimers. You're probably going to see some green back here in the background. It's the middle of the day. Okay, I'm coming to you guys. It's 1:27, all right? So this is a green screen, okay? So, you know, as the wind is blowing, because it's Sunday, I got my windows open. I done passed all my house and did all my prayer and did everything that I needed to do to prepare myself for the week and for you guys, okay? All right? Yeah, so you might see a little bit of green, but that's all right. We're going to roll with the punches. We are live. Let's get this thing cracking. Welcome. Hold on, because I don't be using my sounds, and I should.
Welcome home, Angel.
Welcome home, Angel.
Come on in the room, girl. You know it's your girl, Ty. Let's talk about it.
All right. Welcome back to Talks with Ty. You're tuned into our Soulful Sunday segment. So on Sundays, not every Sunday, but most Sundays, we like to come to you all live and just talk about some things. So last week, know what? What are you talking about, Devon? Anyway. Last week, I left off last Tuesday. I had something come up that I really needed to go take care of. But last Tuesday, we were talking about soul ties and how they affect, infect, and affect us. So that's where I want to pick up from, because that was a really, really important conversation. And that's what I want to talk about. Now, I don't see. Hold on, y'all, because y'all know we live, okay? So give me 1 second, because we about to get it cracking. Oh, you was asking. Oh, thank you. I'm not freezing. Okay, you guys can see me, so that's good. All right, so let me take that off. Okay, so yeah, soul ties, how they affect us, that's what I want to talk about. But before we get into this show, we always start off with Ty's Jewel of the Day. Okay, so I did not post this one today because normally I only post Monday through Fridays on my social media outlets, but I'm going to go ahead and give y'all the jewel of the day for today that I did think about, and this was kind of an affirmation for me today, so I'm going to share this with you all. I am showing up for myself. I am committed to working on my happiness and my future. I have accomplished many breakthroughs and more will come. I have set the right standards for myself and know what I deserve. Yeah, big pot. Okay. I am growing to my fullest potential and taking control of what I create. I am on my way to more. Yeah. Y'all heard it. So that's Ty's Jewel of the Day. Without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get into this conversation. Y'all already know what time it is. Cue the intro! Okay, and we're back. So y'all, I'm really working on platform building. I don't think people understand how hard this is. Okay. Who? Turkey and Legend. Them your kids now? That's what y'all call them? Shout out to my son, Turkey and Legend. Is that their nicknames? You got to clarify that. Is that what you call your kids? Is that their nicknames? I know that's their nickname. I know it is. But anyway, hold on, what we were saying. Okay, yeah. So let me go live because I'm working on this content, right, and being consistent on all platforms. Like, because if you have a YouTube channel, you have to have a Facebook page. And if you have a Facebook page, you have to have an Instagram. And this is the thing, okay, to the powers that be, whomever you are, okay, you guys need to create a way. StreamYard, okay, has a way for you to stream live stream on all your platforms simultaneously. But for some reason, you cannot add Instagram to StreamYard. If you know how to add Instagram to StreamYard, let me know in the comment section. Okay. Because I've been trying to figure it out. And it's just, you got to go live from the Instagram platform. And it's stupid. So let me go live from Instagram real quick. What is it? Talks with that. Because y'all know I got a whole nother business. I got a hair page that I control. It's a lot. This be a lot going on. But I'll be trying to go live so people could see that the page is active, to grow the audience. You know what I'm saying? You got to do stuff right. But it's the ghetto. For real. And then, wait, hold on, because I do want to put one of my mics. So, it's just too much. I don't even feel like doing all that. Okay. Hold on. Then you got to clean the camera and make sure that it's clean. But anyway, we finna get into... Oh, he said, yes, nickname for Turkey, Legend and Daquan. So Legend is the... I like Legend. I like Legend for a boy name. That's cute. Turkey is the nickname. Okay. And Daquan. So shout out from y'all daddy. Okay. Devon. He says, hey. All right. All right. I think we good to go. Checking connection. All right. And we are now live on Instagram as well. So I'm streaming for all of my platforms. So let's get into this conversation. So like I said, last week we were talking about soul ties. And how they infect, affect, and effect us. And these are three different words. I don't want to miss no content for my podcast. So we were talking about last week how soul ties infect, affect, and effect us. Okay. I don't know what's going on with my Instagram connection, but maybe I should close that out and come back. And now, no, don't share that. Oh my God. Then share it then. I'll delete it later. That's fine. See, this is, it'd be too much. It'd be a lot that you got to go through. This one, I don't like going live on Instagram. Okay. So affect, AFFECT, because we're not going to do this for long. Okay, I think we good. Affect, A-F-F-E-C-T, to make a difference to. So to affect something means to make a difference to, A-F-F-E-C-T, right? And then effect, E-F-F-E-C-T, to change, which is a result or consequence of an action. Okay, effect. To change, which is a result of a consequence or action. Okay, that's effect. Infect. Okay. Infect, infect with a disease causing organism. So to infect something means to give it sickness. Okay, it's disease, it's not good, it's not healthy if you're infecting. Okay. And I understand that soul ties have all of these outcomes on us. Okay. They affect us, they effect us, and they infect us. And the last conversation, we were saying how, you know, it's important to ask the questions. It's important to get to know who you're dealing with. It's important to foster a healthy environment of honesty and transparency and understanding that in order for you to really do all those things, you got to be doing them with yourself. You got to be doing them with yourself first. And this real spill. I wanted to get up here and talk about this because I was talking about this earlier today. My mouth is so dry. I was talking about this earlier. You know how you brush your teeth and your mouth be dry? That's just letting me know I need some water. But I was talking about this earlier today. So, what is... Good God. Okay. That's better. So I was talking about this earlier today about how important it is to understand your own growth. See your own growth, knowing your own growth, being one with yourself before you could be one with anybody else. I don't think that as people, we always understand how important our heart's posture, how important our mental health, our physical health, our spiritual health is important to everything that happens around us. Okay, how can I say this? Because I said this earlier in conversation. If you're the type of person, you always got some shit going on around you. Like always. Like it's always some stuff going on around you. Like you never have a moment of peace. You never have a moment of tranquility. Maybe your friendships don't last, right? You can't cultivate healthy friendships. Maybe you have the continuous same outcome in your relationship, right? You trying. You meet somebody, it start off as good at first. It's bomb. And y'all lit. And then somewhere along the line, the same thing happens that happened in the last relationship. And you don't know why. You don't know why this is your reoccurring story. Your friendships, they always end the same in drama. And you don't know why, right? Maybe jobs that you keep, right? You can't keep a steady job because you're always falling out with somebody, always getting into it with somebody at work, right? I challenge you to look at yourself. Because, yes, it's possible that it could be other people, but what if the problem is you? What I'm learning is that we are what we attract. I know y'all don't want to hear that. I know it's easier to say that it's everybody else, it's not me. Let me tell you something. If you lying to yourself, if you're not being honest with yourself, if you're not keeping it 100 with yourself, knowing that you got issues with yourself, you got some things that you need to fix, you got some shit that you need to work on, you might have a temper. You might have a temper. And it's not good. And you tend to get involved with men or women that have a bad temperament. Because you can't control your temper. Or you might lie a lot. You might not tell the truth ever. You always lying. It don't even gotta be a reason. You just be lying. And you get into situations, you lie yourself into a situation. You lie yourself into some shit. And for whatever reason, you think you're going to get a good outcome on that. You ain't going to get no good outcome on that because you didn't base it off of honesty. It's a situation that you lied yourself into. Facts. It's a situation that you lied yourself into. So you can't expect to yield a good outcome because you weren't honest about getting it. You might not, then this is a good one. This is one that I'm learning, right? Because we talked about this a little bit in last week's episode. People do not volunteer the negative about themselves. No liar is going to tell you that they lie all the time. Nobody who is, if they have some issues that they're working on, they're not going to tell you about those issues because 9 times out of 10, they're embarrassed about them. It makes them uncomfortable. And it's something that they really might not like about themselves. So instead of them actually tapping into it and working on it to figure it out, they rather avoid it and act like it's not there. But the thing about it is at some point it's going to show up. It shows up in your friendships. It shows up in your relationships. It shows up in your business. So you have to kind of deal with it. But you give people no choice when you don't let them know what it is with you. I am not perfect. I got some shit with me. I have a temper, right? I can be emotional at times. I don't do too much lying because I don't have a good memory. And I noticed that I'm not good at lying, so I don't do a lot of that. I got a smart ass mouth. Right? I'm that double edge kind of strong. That double edged sword kind of strong. Like, I'm strong where it's good, but I'm strong where it's scary too. You know what I'm saying? Like, for a woman to be sometimes I'm too strong. I'm gonna keep it for, I'm too strong. Like, I shouldn't be this strong. I should be able to tap into my femininity and be a woman and be okay and understand that that is a safe space for me to dwell in, but I don't. It takes a lot for me to get like that. So if you are blessed enough to be in my life and you have me in that manner, and I'm speaking right now in the form of relationships, right? Intimate relationships. You're blessed because that means that I'm comfortable enough with you to go there. Or I'm comfortable, I feel safe enough with you to dwell in my femininity. That's very hard for me to do because my circumstances have not allowed me to be that way, right? But that's very hard for me to tell a guy when I meet him that I'm not always, I'm a little rough around the edges, right? That's uncomfortable, especially if a guy see you and you carry yourself a certain way, he thinks that you're this certain way, and then you turn around and you show him a different side, like, you know, nah, I'm like this for real. See, you got to give people all, you really do. It's a double-edged sword, and I get it to being vulnerable, right? Giving people all of you, but you need to allow people to see who you are so that they know what they're getting themselves into. Most people do not do that. 90% of people are not going to show you who they are. They're not going to openly volunteer information to you about themselves. So if you're not real with yourself and you meet people, whether it's in friendships, right? Because you can meet some terrible friends. Friendships, relationships, business partnerships. If you're not creating this environment for transparency, it's going to be hard for that person to feel comfortable enough to be like, listen, this was really going on with me. I'm going to use this as an example. Credit. Right? You get into a relationship with somebody, everything's going good, and y'all ready to take the next step. And in order to take the next step, you got to kind of do some things with your finances. Let's say you get married. Right? And you don't find out till after you married a person that their credit is fucked up. And you say to yourself, why you didn't tell me your credit is fucked up? And a person to say, you ain't asked me. Are they lying? No, because you didn't ask. But is there some information that they probably should have been transparent about, knowing that you're going to take certain situations with them and move on? Yes, you should tell me, hey, right now, before we take this next step, I need you to know I'm working on some things financially. My credit is not where it's supposed to be, but I'm working on it. This is where I was. This is where I am. Or, hey, I don't understand credit. I don't know what I need to do to fix it. I had some bad situations. Here. This is it. This is what you get. If I'm dealing with somebody and we going there, I have to tell them, listen, I'm going through a separate legal separation in the process of a divorce. I got some shit on my credit for my marriage and I'm still working on that thing. At least you know what you're dealing with. But it's a work in progress. I ain't where I was. Like, keep it honest. I think that that has a lot to do with who we are as individuals. If we're not honest with ourselves and we know that we got things that we need to work on, how can I feel comfortable enough to tell you about it if I'm not already dealing with it? So it's important for me to get to know who I'm dealing with. Like, it's real vital for me. I am what's around me. Like, I didn't really realize that, I don't think, until today. I think about the people, and this is with me conversating with somebody that I'm getting to know, a person that I'm growing fond of, right? Just having conversation. Healthy conversation. Like, talk to me. What's up? If I don't feel comfortable talking to you, I can't be with you. The old me probably could have been with you. The sex could have been good, or you buy me this, you buy me that, right? But I can't deal with that. It's just certain things that I just can't deal with. So I find the more honest that I'm being with myself, that's the type of energy that I'm creating for me. And if you're choosing to deal with me and you're choosing to be in my aura, at some point, God is really blessing me to see that people have to be what I am for myself. Oh, y'all not ready. Y'all not ready. I'm going to say that one more time because I don't want it to go over nobody's head. God is blessing me with people who are being what I am to myself. The people in my life love me. Like, they really love me. And if they don't love me, they fall in love with me. They can't not be around me. And it's not many. I don't have a lot of people in my circle. But the ones that I got, they love me. They love me in my bonnet. They love me in my wigs. They love me in my makeup. Like, they love me. Like, real love. Like, you can't go wrong with that. Like, they fuck with me. Because I love me. I used to wonder, I used to have this paranoia about people. It was real bad. Like, oh, I can't have these people around me. You know, I don't know if they mean me no good, if they gonna do this and do that. And there's, don't get me wrong, don't miss the mark with this, because there's nothing wrong with being aware. There's nothing wrong with being aware of what's real. But what I know today that I didn't know then is that the shit that's not for me is going to weed itself out. I don't have to do much work. I just got to show up as myself. Your behavior and your character is going to expose itself. Because I'm real with me. You can't be fake with me. You can't. You can't be, you ain't going to feel right. You ain't going to feel good sitting in my presence if you're not keeping it 100 with me. You're going to be like, damn, do she know? Did she figure it out yet? Whole time, I might not even know. But my spirit, my aura, the content of my character, I'm real with myself. So anything that's around me has to be in alignment with what I'm doing. So if I'm loving on me, if I'm loving on me, right? What's up, Ron? Yeah, I grew up a lot. A lot. It's good to see you. If I'm loving on me, you got to love on me. You can't be around me and not loving on me. I don't hate nothing about me. Even the most worst belly roll, the fupa I got, the back rows that I'm working on. Lord Jesus, we getting back in the gym tomorrow. Whew, okay. We getting back in the gym tomorrow because I can't take it, but I love it. I love it. I'm comfortable. I'm not comfortable. That's why I'm working on it, but I love it. So even the most thing that drives me crazy about myself, because I keep it real with me, I look myself in the mirror every day. I see the work that needs to be done. I humble myself before God. I go to him. I say, fix me, change. What we doing today? If there's a wrong that I made, I got to make it right. I ain't perfect. I slip up sometimes. I fall short. I say shit that maybe I shouldn't have said. You got to fix that, though. Because, see, I hold myself accountable. Me. So everything around me is going to be held accountable. I love myself for real. I'm doing the work every day. I'm honest with myself. I stepped on the scale this morning. You're getting too big. We got to do something about this. So if you tell me, I can't be offended because I've already told myself. So I just do the work. You see the healthiest version of me today. So everything around me is healthy. Everything around me loves me. So you cannot expect that you could come around me. And I ain't talking about nobody else. I'm just talking about me. I ain't hating on nobody else. I'm just talking about me. You come around me. You blessed. You stay around me. You even more blessed. You come around me. You lucky. You got favor. You stay around me. You blessed. Because I promise you, this train I'm going on, anybody that's around me, they're going to be good. God doing the work in me. I know he is. Like, he ain't playing about me. And I, in my conversation this morning, I was talking to the person, and I told him, I said, you know, God just don't play about me. And yeah, I could. It might sound cocky. Like, damn, Ty, God don't play about a lot of people. Nah, God don't. God don't. Hey, Sean, come on in the room.
Welcome home, angel.
You know what I'm saying? God don't. But I know me. I know the work that I've done in myself. I know the nights that I've cried. I know the layers that I've had to pull back. And I'm telling you, it's like being cut. It's like being cut. It's like getting a cut, right? And you see the cut, but you got so much going on. You don't have time to deal with it. So you just take a bandage, some bandages, and you just tape the shit up. You tape up the cut. And you go days, 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 right? And you finally, you've been so busy, you ain't had no time to deal with the cut, right? And you pull it back. You rip off the bandage because now the cut is hurting. Y'all not ready for me today?
Come on in the room, girl. You know it's your girl, Ty. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about the wound. You cut yourself or somebody cut you. Let's do this better this way. Somebody cut you. They cut you deep. Come on, Ty. They cut you deep, right? But you like, I'm good. Hold on before I start this because I won't miss. Honestly, it's everything and that's where it starts. Honest with yourself, the people around you, everyone knows what to expect. I agree. This is it, Rome. You gotta be, right? So somebody cuts you. You don't even cut yourself. Let's say you like me. Or let's say you don't cut yourself, somebody cuts you. Most of the time it happens this way. Somebody cuts you. We rarely hurt ourselves, right? We're gonna keep it a bean. We rarely hurt ourselves. Somebody cuts you. It's deep. It's real deep. The cut is deep. You like, fuck that shit. I'm gonna keep on going. You take some band-aids and you put it over the cut. You buy you a big gauze. All that shit. Take some tape. Wrap it up. I'm good. I'm Gucci. I'm out here. I'm strong. I got it. Yeah. You going on about the day. And then all of a sudden, the nerves, because the way we're built, we have a nervous system that sends signals to the brain when something isn't right. So your arm starts to hurt. You a week later, you didn't forget about the cut. You got other things making you feel good. You'd have tapped into some other resources. You didn't forget all about the cut. Okay? But your arm starts hurting. You're like, damn, why my arm hurting? So you get home and you say, oh shit, I cut myself last week. You start to take off the bandages and the cut, it's all right. Like, it looked bad, but you're like, man, I ain't got time to deal with this right now. So you just rebandage it. Right? And you might do that a couple times, 2, 3, 4 months, because you're figuring, I don't need to go to the doctor. It's all right. It's going to heal up on its own. Not realizing how deep the cut is. Because you think you know it. You think you got it. You think you got it. You don't even pray for the healing. You just think you're strong. It's going to heal up. It's good. So you keep going. And you might have rebandaged this cut, seeing that it might be healed halfway, might not, might heal a little bit, then bust back open. But you good, because it ain't causing you no real bad pain. But you still feel the tingling. It tingles every once in a blue moon. You know that something's wrong. Your brain is telling you this isn't right. So you might be 2-3 months later and like you wake up and your arm is swollen. It's huge. It's pussing. It's oozing. Now you got to deal with the cut. Because see, you let it go too long without nursing it properly. You let the cut go too long without tending to it. So now you like, damn, my arm is fucked up. I can't do anything else because this pain is too painful. It's hurting me. I mean, the signals in your brain are going off. It's pain, it's stinging. You see it. It's people can start to see the cut. That's how bad it got. You let that cut get so bad where people can physically see something is wrong with you. Y'all ain't ready for me today. Something wrong with you. You need to get some help. You need to get that fixed. You need to allow somebody to look at that cut. So you finally say, okay, it's too bad. It's out of control. I need some help. I'm going to get the cut looked at. You get to the doctor. The doctor take off the dirty bandages, and the first thing they say, how long you had this cut? Well, Doc, because I can't take it no more, so now I got to come see you because I need help. Everything I've been doing ain't helping the cut. So now I'm here coming to see you because I need you to fix it, Doc. I can't take it no more. I tried to do it on my own, but it ain't working, Doc. But how long you had this cut, son? Or girl, young lady, daughter, child? How long you had this cut? Well, I had the cut now maybe about 6 months. You had this cut for 6 months and you ain't think to come see me about it? When you first got cut, you should have came and saw me.
Come on in the room, girl. You know it's your girl, Ty.
Y'all not ready for me today. I'm just talking about myself, though. I'm just talking about me. When you first got the cut, you should have came and seen me. But I didn't. I don't know what I was thinking. Doc. Tripping, Doc. All right, you got the cut. Let's look at it. So you take off your bandages. Look at the cut. Cut's bad. It's in bad shape. You know, the doctor looking at it, trying to see if they can even fix the cut. Whew. But there's always a way. Rome said people don't realize how they wear their feelings, emotional problems, etc., or how those deep-rooted cuts can affect others if they don't tend to themselves properly. I feel you. Yes. Let's keep talking. We're talking. We're supposed to talk about soul ties, but we didn't went into a whole nother conversation, but I ain't going to stop it. The cut. You're at the doctor. The doctor, you take the bandage off. Now the doctor like it's in bad shape. The only way for us to fix this cut is to take all the bad shit out. You have to clean the cut. So you might think in your head, okay, cool. Clean the cut, that ain't nothing. Oh, buddy. But you don't know how painful that shit gonna be.
It's gonna be painful.
Because in order to clean that cut, it's gonna take some sharp objects. Gotta make sure that the objects are clean. Because see, the doctor gotta go in and he gotta dig all that. First, he gotta dig back the crust that's on top of the cut. It then stuck all to your skin. It's nasty.
It stank. It stuck to you. The crust.
It's stuck. So you gotta peel. You gotta peel that shit off. Ooh. How many of y'all ever had dried up blood on you? It's like, it's a terrible feeling. I had it when I was in my car accident. Right? So first you got to get that outside layer off. You got to scrape all that crust off, the shit that's stuck to you. That's got to go. The shit
that is stuck to you has to go.
In order for the cleaning process to even start, you got to get rid of that old shit. That old crust, it's got to come off. So you peel all that off. Now we got to dig deep down into that wound and get all that infection out. All that skin that grew over skin, that flesh that went bad, that's infected. It's causing infection in the body. You don't know why you've been sick, but that's why, because you got a little bacteria infection in it. You got to get all that shit out. So the doctor is digging. He's digging. He's digging because he got to get to the new flesh. He has to get all the way deep down in that cut to figure out where's the good stuff. We got to get all the bad stuff out first before I can get to the good stuff. Because at that good stuff is where the healing starts. But the pain that you got to go through to get to the good stuff. So he digging. And it hurt.
It hurts like hell. Okay?
It's painful. It's uncomfortable. You're crying. You're moaning. You're upset. You mad. You even mad at the doctor because you like, you ain't got to hurt me like this. Why you hurting me like this? So you mad at the doctor because you feel like you could have used a better set of tools. You could have numbed me. You could have prepared me for this pain. The doctor going to respond, well, you asked me to fix it. But in order to fix it, my patient, I have to get this bad stuff out. I never said it was going to be comfortable. I never said that you would like it. I never said that it would be easy. But you want me to fix it? Or you just want to walk around with this bad scar? Stinking up the place. Because you infected and it stinks and it's oozing everywhere you go. So now you here. You didn't ooze your way all around, and people don't want you around them no more because you too it stink. Every time you come around them with that arm and that thing is stink, and you leaving pus everywhere, so people tired of it. So they don't want you around them. So now you go see the doctor. The doctor starts the healing process, and a part of this process is cleaning the wound. It hurts to dig all that bad stuff out. Because it's stuck to you. It's become a part of your arm. The bad stuff, the wound, the cut that's so deep because you didn't come to the doctor in the first place. You thought you had it. And you went around and you thought you was good just rebandaging it. And then, you know, it started to stink and smell and ooze everywhere. So now you got to go see the doctor. You got to go see the man. You got to go see the man. You fucked up. Don't nobody want to be bothered with you. It's too much. You smell bad. And it looks disgusting. Don't nobody want to be around that. So now you're at the doctor and the doctor's cleaning and you're mad because it hurts. That shit hurt. Like it's hurting you. Bad, man. But you got to go through the necessary pain to start the healing process. And the doctor starts to give you some coping mechanisms. Okay, breathe deep. Take a deep breath in. I'm going to go in. We're going to scrape. Take a deep breath out. And yeah, it's still hurting. But because he's giving you some coping mechanisms, that's right. It's easier to deal with the pain. Now, it's up to you whether you do what the doctor tell you to do to get you through the pain. But at least the coping mechanisms can help. If you choose to use them, I mean, you could just stand here and take the pain. It might be a little harder, but you might want to tap into coping mechanisms. He might even give you some numbing cream. Inject a little numbing serum in there. Just a little bit, not a lot. Make it a little easier on you. And it might take the doctor some time to clean out this wound. You might have to come back a few sessions, right? It might take you a few sessions for the doctor to get this wound completely clean. Some sessions, because the pain is so bad, you like, I need a week off. Like, this shit hurt. Every time I go to this doctor with this wound, he digging so hard, it's hurting me. I can't take it. Hell, you might say, fuck that. Just let it be infected. I'll be all right. But if you really want that wound clean, like you really don't want to be oozing all over the place and stinking when you go places, and you really want your flesh to be pure and you want to heal, you're going to go back and you're going to endure. You're going to endure the pain until you get to a place of complete healing and restoration. So you choose to go back. You keep going back. Okay. So now it's becoming easier, because as you go back, the pain lessens. You're willing to do the work. You're doing the work. You're going back. And we're getting somewhere, because every time you go, he digs a little deeper. But it's not as deep as it was the first time, because now healing is starting to happen. The body is starting to respond normally. So now he don't have to dig as deep. All the way up until you come to him and he touch it, he look at it. It's like, okay, we reached a goal here. I think this scar is just about all healed up. Now you don't have to go see the doctor anymore about that scar, because it's healed up. You're not oozing when you go around people. It don't stink. You Gucci. But you look at your arm and you're reminded of that scar. You never forget. And you allow that to be a lesson for you. The next time I get cut, no matter how deep I think it may or may not be,
I'm taking my ass to see the doctor.
Because I don't want to be infected. I want to make sure I'm healing right. No matter how big or how little the cut is, I want to make sure I'm healing. So I'm going to go see the doctor. From now on, cuts leave marks. I got a few on me, physically, emotionally, spiritually. Cuts leave marks. I got a few on me. But I go see the doctor, because I know I don't have it. I don't know how deep the cut is. See, I've had my share of cuts that I thought were not deep. And I kept going, thinking I knew what I was doing, and I didn't. And then those cuts got infected. And I could be 2-3 years down the line, and now it's oozing. It's causing infection. I'm having problems. Having issues. I don't know why. Got bacteria infection. Stink, it might not smell good. People don't want to be around you. You're a problem. And let me go see the doctor real quick. Because I think one of these cuts on me might not be right. Or maybe it's not healed. Sometimes we got to cut them back open and clean them out. Sometimes we don't. I'm just talking about myself. So now when I get cut, I go see the doctor. I get cut. But it's something about that healing process. It's something about going to see the doctor. I know I'm going to have complete healing. And because I know what that cut feels like, I don't want to cut you back. I don't want to cut nobody else. I just want to heal. It's cool. I have a few scars. I'm be all right. But now I know. And because I've been cut a couple times, I see people around me and I might see them. I might say, hey, you need to go see that doctor I went to go see. I think you should go see that doctor. I think you should holler at that man. He might have something for you that can help that. Because it stink. And it don't look good. I'm just saying, you ain't got to go. But I thought I'd lend you some good advice. Go see the doctor. He can help you out with that. He can help you out with that. What's up, buddy? Good to see you.
Come on in the room, girl. You know it's your girl, Ty. Let's talk about it. Welcome home, Angel.
Like, you got to go see the doctor. You need to fix that, man. It's people can see it. It don't smell good. And see, everybody ain't going to tell you stinking. People will see that you got a cut that's infected and oozing and won't say nothing to you about it. They won't tap you on your shoulder and say, hey, you all right? You need some help with that? Nah, they just gonna stand back and be like, ugh, you seen that cut on Ty? It was ugly, wasn't it? Yeah, it was stinking too, girl. Ooh, I hope she get that fixed. When I started going to see the doctor about every time I was cut, I stopped getting cut. I'm just talking about me. The cuts were happening less. I wasn't getting nicked as much. I was careful about my path. I wasn't tripping over shit that didn't belong there because my path was clear. See, now I'm in my own lane. And it's a little turbulence there. Sometimes things get in the way, but I got a broom. Sweep that right on out the way. Called a filter. And it works itself for me. All I gotta do is it take a little effort now. The filter takes a little effort. The broom takes a little. I have to pick it up and move it. But it do what it need to do. It's got them bristles. It's going shoo, shoo, sweep your ass right on out the way. I mean, and it's just like a light little whisk. I ain't even sweeping real hard. The broom just do its job. I just know when to pick it up. I've learned, you know, so because I don't want to trip. I don't want to trip because sometimes I can see the hill coming. But at least I got a clear path when I'm walking uphill. And if I don't, I pick up my broom. And we sweeping everything out of the way. I might hit a rock when I ain't see, cut me a little bit. Ooh, that one don't look too good. I'm going to the doctor. What we need to do? How we gonna heal this one this time? I need some help. Cause I don't want to get infected. I ain't see that rock. Maybe I did see it and I just ignored it. I'm only talking about me. But you can't ignore things that are in front of you. Sometimes you got to pick them up and move them out the way so you don't fall over them. Or pick up your broom and just sweep it to the side. So that way you're uphill, because you know you got to go up that hill. We all got to go up that hill, but at least your path is clear. And you ain't hurting nobody because you're in your own lane. You got good pace, got your broom, you can see straight. And if you're in trouble, call a doctor. So back to how even all of this relates to Soul Ties, because Soul Ties was definitely the conversation. I don't even know how I got on this, but somebody needed it. Right? If I wasn't real with myself and acknowledging my own scars, then Hold on, because it's my son. Let me text him. If I wasn't real with myself and acknowledging my own scars, I wouldn't be able to acknowledge the ones in somebody else. Straight up. If I was having issues and I can't acknowledge my own scars, it's going to be impossible for me to pay attention to see other people's. So I can at least tell them about my doctor. Now, whether or not they use my doctor, they don't have to, but at least I could tell them. And the doctor's really good. It always is successful. I always get a good outcome. I always heal with this doctor. But at least I'm creating a space to tell them about the doctor because I'm aware of my own scars. I do the work for me. Yeah, this is, oh, hold on. I do my own work. So it's okay. I can see if I know when it starts to tingle. I know when I need to go see the doctor. So like I said, relating this back to even the conversation of soul ties, I'm aware of myself. See, I check myself out at night. I look in between my toes. I look in between my fingers, up under my arms, up under my breasts. Make sure ain't nothing on me that ain't supposed to be there. Loving every part of myself daily, telling me I'm beautiful. So I don't need nobody else to do it because I know. Understanding that I fall short and that's okay. But I know what I'm striving for. Being honest with myself. Takiya, do the work. You can't expect for your platform to grow if you're not remaining consistent, whether it's one viewer or 500. What are you doing this for? Checking myself. Are you really doing this to help people? Or are you doing it for other things? You do it for the right reasons. The other things will come. Understanding that I'm not in control of everything and being okay with that. Oh, just being at peace and being still. Man, my mind used to run and it still does. It still does. I wouldn't be human if it didn't. My mind runs most of the time about things that I can't control. Right? But just learning what it means to be at peace and be still. Y'all, it hit different. I can't be concerned about you because I'm working on me. Working on me is enough. If you see that I'm working on me and you around me, that's going to make you want to work on you. See, I can't be worried about your lies because I'm honest with myself. And as long as I'm honest with myself, whether or not you continue to lie to me, at some point you're going to have to tell the truth. Because I'm honest with me and I can see certain things. And if you don't want to tell the truth, that's okay too. You lose me. You just get swept out the way. It's easy. It's hard. But I like it this way. I like seeing a doctor. I do. I like being at peace. I like knowing who I am and understanding that when I operate in a certain realm, I don't have to stress about if this person will do me right, if this person around me, because the aura that I exude, if you're not going to last. The things that are not for me do not last around me. They remove themselves quick. Don't take long because my focus is different. And I'm only going to pour into you because I pour into myself. That's why everybody around me loves me. People ask me all the time, why do you go so hard for the people around you? Because I know them people got me. I'm not like you. I don't have to question if they got my back. I used to have to wonder if this person gonna have my back like I got theirs, and Or they going to stab me in the back. And well, I got a good doctor to deal with them cuts. I don't let another person's character determine mine. I'm not concerned anymore. You going to do what you going to do, whether I'm good or bad to you. That's your character. But I'm going to do what I need to do. We're going to see what happens. And the sweep is effortless. It's never no hard work. I don't have to say or do much. You hang yourself. I'm a ride for everybody around me. It's my village and my people. Damn right. And they solid too. Solid as a rock. So I don't have to question. The doctor got my back, man. I ain't worried about it. And everybody that's not around, oh well. I tell y'all all the time on this platform, I ain't never took a loss. Never. I'm so grateful for that. Listen, I hope that this helps you. We can control the soul tie situation more than what we think. I'm telling you, like, I really do hope that this was spoken in a, because this was not me. This is not even my notes, y'all. Like, this ain't even my notes. Like, I feel like I got to come back up here and talk about this on Tuesday because I really be thinking about my notes. Like, and this ain't what we talked about today. The cut, the wound, that ain't even on my notes. Like, this ain't had nothing to do with me. So I know it had to be for somebody out there because this ain't even on my notes, man. This is crazy. But, you know, we running out of time. And I'm happy that I was able to get that out. I hope it was a blessing to somebody out there. Man, I hope it helped somebody. Listen, if you're not following me on Instagram, go ahead and head over to Instagram at Talks with Ty on Instagram. Talks with Ty _ on Instagram. All right. Please, please, please follow me at Talks with Ty _ on Instagram. If you're not subscribed to the YouTube channel, go ahead on over to Talks with Ty on YouTube and hit the button and hit the bell. It's free. I don't do nothing but come up there and talk and give out game. And if you want to follow me on Facebook, you can do that too. All right. Our next episode will be Talks with Ty Tuesdays. I don't know what we're going to talk about because I've been coming up with subjects and it's been what it's been. Like, it's been giving what needs to be given. It has nothing to do with my subject. So, I mean, today was about soul ties, but I will say this. Working on you will prevent a lot of things that you don't want. Like, truly working on you. Take the time out to love on you, work on you. It's important. Because what we don't realize often is that we are what we attract. I got some really amazing people around me in my life right now. And I'm grateful for those people. I admire those people. And when I look at all of them, I can't help but to see a small glimpse of God. God's love for me. Now that's powerful. And I'm grateful. Still a work in progress. I ain't got it all together.
Don't get it fucked up.
We still working. But I like the work. It feel good. And everybody around me is right where they're supposed to be. So if you're somebody and you're in my circle right now, you're watching this, I love you. I need you. I adore you. I appreciate you. I see you. All right. Y'all make sure y'all tune in on Tuesday. Listen, put the bell on because I'm liable to come up here tomorrow. I'm liable, like, we outside, baby. It's summertime. We talking all summer for the rest of the year. All right. Y'all see the Cash App. Go ahead and drop a dollar in there, man. It helps the platform. Follow us on YouTube at Talks with Ty _. I'm sorry, at Talks with Ty on YouTube. Hold on, I got to put everything up here. So at Talks with Ty on YouTube. Okay. And tune in for Ty's Jewel of the Day. I post those every day. Talks with Ty _ on Instagram. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. If you missed this episode, head on over to YouTube. Head on over to YouTube. It was good. It was good. Check it out. Play it back on Facebook. All right. Go ahead and like, share, comment. And as always, I will see you guys on Tuesday. Talks with Ty, the podcast. Okay. I'm about to be out. Let me see what I want to leave y'all with. Oh, it's one thing that I do want to leave y'all with. Hold on before I leave. Don't let nobody put you in no box. Don't let nobody put you in a box. Don't let nobody tell you because you do this or because they know you for doing this that you can't do this. You could do whatever the fuck you want to do. I break boxes. I don't fit in them. Do not be afraid to express yourself creatively. Most people don't know all the things that I can do. And when they see it, they're flabbergasted. Create whatever it is that God has put on your heart to do. Create that. Be whatever it is that God intended for you to be. And don't dim your light. Don't you dare dim your light. I'm not dimming my light for you. If it's too bright, put some sunshades on.
Or get the fuck out my room.
Got it? Got it. I will see you guys next week. Talks with Tyda podcast. I'm out, y'all. I love y'all. I will see you, on Tuesday. Until next time.
Get me where she wanna be. Call me Freaky T. Off the leash, I feel like a dog. I get hella free. Keep it pee, never needed you, but you needed me. I got cream, make up pretty clean. Push your self-esteem. I get tough in the moment, so I feel like baby king. Was it black? Step off setting, so I test like baby B. Bitch, I'm cold, cause the ice under, you know it's getting clean. I got hoes when it's not enough, come build a nigga team. I need chips, I tell that nigga,
hey, Angel, is that you?
Listen, child, ooh, you kind of caught me off guard there, but that's all right. It's good to see you, girl. Where you been? What took you so long to come back? Anywho, I'm happy you're here. Do me a favor. Go on over to styleseat.com/touchbyTyHairCo and book your girl. If you're in the D.C. DMV area and you need to get your zoot done or that face glam, hit me up. Books are always open and I'm always accepting new clients. Go on and book me on Style Seat. Head over to Instagram at Touch by Ty Hair Co. and click that book now button or give us a call 202-539-2202 to set up your appointment or consultation. You know I love you. You know I'm happy that you came back. It's good to see you. Stay tuned for the video. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. I'll see you in a sec.
Human beings have one job. Self-care. Take care of yourself so that when the people you love fall, your arms will be strong.
That's not a place I still let you. I'm not the one to be your fault. I'm really, really tired of waiting at doors. Tell me where to go. So taking it in my hands before I'm only taking back everything that belongs to me. You ain't gonna come through and control the end of all that I have done. Back on my way, yeah. Back on my face, you wasn't being brave, cause I know what made me, yeah. Stay out of my lane, hear me when I say I'm not here to save you. I'm not here to save you. Just be aware you're going, cause I'm on my way, yeah. I'm back on my way. I can't save nobody. I put my gift, I'm sorry. I'm gonna need some boundaries, cause I'm keeping my peace. I can't save nobody. I put my gift, I'm sorry. I'm gonna need some boundaries.
So the corn can grow, mama, and chicken the corn. So the corn can grow. Ring,